This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks, especially to the over-the-road truck drivers for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, as well as Getter. And you can find us on Twitter at the Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. Don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of Florida, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, our good friend down there with the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Pleasure to be with you early on Wednesday morning, as always.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're going to have some fun here today with what we have to talk about. But are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States
of America,
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and don't you forget it. Well, Colonel, I'm going to start out with the bookmakers and the odds coming out of Las Vegas. Two bookmakers in Las Vegas have given Donald Trump the favorite's position to win the 2024 election, regardless of who he runs against, Joe, Kamala, Hillary, whoever, that Trump will win.
Yeah, you know, in the last year or so, that's gone up and down. But bookkeepers, you know, I wouldn't bet against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers repeating, and I wouldn't bet against what some people consider to be a phoenix rising up out of the ashes with former President Donald Trump running successfully again. That would be historic, but much about his presidency was historic.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi gave me a real chuckle yesterday. She went after the media and said, well, you need to do a better job at selling President Biden's massive spending plan. You need to do a better job. You're not doing a good enough job.
You can't make that stuff up.
No.
You know, it seemed like it wasn't that long ago. It'd be unbelievable to have an elected official or politician, a partisan politician, to actually reach out. But, you know, in part that's the media to blame because they have taken sides historically, and they've been outright out there about it. And so now she's ashamed that they're not rooting loud enough for the home team, the Democrats.
Now, we have a problem. You want to talk about it. We are going to talk about it with cybersecurity. And the Google cybersecurity team was created to deal with the hacks, but every time you turn around, something else is being hacked, something else is going down. It just never seems to be, it seems to be a never-ending battle.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should mention Google, because I was reading a story this morning, and this was last month. There's this fellow, he's a civilian, he's a really bright guy. He was brought into the Department of Defense as a senior cybersecurity official. He quit his job. He just started in 2018, but he quit his job 1 month ago because he thinks that it's impossible for the United States to compete with China on artificial intelligence or cybersecurity. He was the first chief software officer in August 2018, but he quit on September 2nd. And, of course, unlike, Lieutenant Colonel Shuler, the Marine, he waited until after he quit the job to take the task. He went on his LinkedIn post, and he says, hey, the Pentagon is reluctant to make cybersecurity and AI a priority. And that is the reason why he resigned. He did an interview with the Financial Times. And he says, we have no competing fighting chance against China in 15 to 20 years. Right now, it's already a done deal. It's already over, in my opinion, he said. And one of the things he said about Google is interesting. He says, Google stopped working with the Pentagon in 2018, the time he came on, after 12 of its employees quit over a project where Google helped the Pentagon make software that can improve the accuracy of drone strikes. So you have these companies that are not American companies, they're global companies that work in an operation of profit, and so they apply a different set of standards for how they operate when they're making money in China and Russia and overseas than the political standards they apply working here in the United States of America. To me, that's unfathomable. And as long as they are a quasi-monopoly, there's no getting around this. So this is right in front of us. Our national security is being harmed. And, yeah, this guy is paid to make cybersecurity the biggest thing that we need to worry about and all that. But I read this, and I get that. Just like the Navy says, oh, we got to have the world's biggest Navy at the expense of the Army, all that. That happens. They compete for those things. But I think there's something in what this guy has to say. And I think the empirical evidence we've seen over the last year and a half or so with all the cyber attacks, including the Department of Defense and the SolarWinds hack back in April of 2020,
yep,
I think is evidence that we are on the downside. And
all
we
right.
better wake up, and we better fund first priority.
Okay, hold that thought. Yeah. Hold that thought, Colonel. All right, folks, you're coming right back. Caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. Well, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, as we do every Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this weekend, on Saturday from 11 to 3, I'll be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, 19 and 54. We're going to have a big old-fashioned Moss Nissan College tailgate party presented by Tailgate Pro Entertainment. You know, they're the guys that have the big truck with the big screen TV. They roll out the canvas awnings up over the top, and they put the chairs out there. They got a grill so they can cook food. We have free food, free drink, and by the way, you can also play the games off the truck, like the giant Zegna, a cornhole, and tiki toss. It's a great way to keep the kids busy while you shop for a new or pre-owned car. And I'm going to tell you right now, they've got a bunch of off-lease vehicles that they're really, really, really nice, and you can get some really good deals with a full warranty on that and save thousands of dollars, too. Now, I'll be there from 11 to 3 on Saturday. That's Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. So come on by and enjoy the college games and have some refreshments with me during the Moss Nissan tailgate party presented by Tailgate Pro Entertainment. Make sure you wear your Gator colors and let them know Captain Matt Bruce sent you. When you do that, you're going to get money off the price of the vehicle, but you got to tell them when you show up. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel U.S. Army retired Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
We have two questions. We're going to take the first caller and then the second caller. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mr. Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for the Colonel?
Good morning, Colonel. First of all, thank you very much for your service. One thing that the news talks about that they don't really kind of give much attention like they should is, I think that the Chinese at some point is going to make a play for Taiwan. President Xi Jinping made some disturbing comments about saying, you know, Taiwan always belonged to us. The second thing, Colonel, is the TSMC, which is the Taiwan Semiconductor manufacturing company is there. So with the chip shortage, which I believe, you know, we got to start making chips in this country. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But if the Chinese do make a play for Taiwan, and with the chip company being there, we're going to be in a world of hurt. And I want to know, Colonel, do you think they're going to make a play? Because they're already doing a lot of provocative things like, you know, flying into their airspace, you know, naval ships going into their territory or their waters. So what do you think, sir? Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Colonel.
Mike, I got to tell you, one, to call it a chip shortage is a gross understatement. 0% of our semiconductors are manufactured in the United States. 0%. We created an industry in California for the purpose of producing that kind of thing, and we're not doing it. And so in addition to all those things that are off the shore, sitting there with goods and services for Americans while we got empty shelves, we're not producing the stuff onshore that we should. So, yeah, that absolutely is something to be worried about right there. And Taiwan, of course, is at the center of that. Yeah, I think we do need to be concerned about that because you look in the recent weeks, you know, we've had to deflect a lot of very threatening Chinese aircraft flights that are skirting the borders along right there, just testing us. One, to see if we can detect it and to see if we'll do anything about it. But, I mean, there's no disguising that. China has always not had a two-China policy. In their mind, in long range, they want a one-China policy, and that one China includes Taiwan. So, yeah, of course. And I think that's something we should worry about. And eventually we're going to have to come to grips with maybe we're going to have to reinvent even our two-China policy. But maybe we've gone too far down the road, just like we've gone too far down the road that we're going to be playing catch-up. And we're going to fall behind. We are so far behind, we're going to fall behind China in the AI and the cybersecurity and semiconductor. It's sad. And we should have been paying attention to it for a long time. And we kept digging a hole and we let ourselves be distracted.
All right. Well, Colonel, before we go to the next caller, I want to bring something up because it's a perfect segue for what you and I were talking about during the break. We had an American submarine strike an underwater object. Okay. We have listeners in Guam. We have an affiliate in Guam. And we heard from the old sailor yesterday. He said, you are aware of the fact that they brought that submarine over here to be repaired, right? And I said, yeah, I am. He says, if you think that submarine hit an object underneath the ocean in the South China Sea, it was probably playing tag with a Chinese sub.
You know, and that's a guess, but I think it's an educated guess because think about it. We've got the capability to pick up even the smallest of fish and schools of fish miles and miles away from our naval ships. So to think that it would be anything other than that, if it was a whale or a big fish or a rock or whatever, we would have known that would have been made public. We know that already. So I think it's a reasonable thing to think that we may or may not discover that it was actually probably some kind of stealth submarine, and who else would own that stealth submarine in that part of the world and the oceans? The Chinese.
You bet. All right, let's go to the phone now, and Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I have a friend who did two tours in Iraq with the Marines before he was 23. So he's very smart. I learn a lot from him. I was more interested in the weather control that he talks about through DARP, HARP, and the DOD, NASA, and CERN. What do you think about weather control? I know that President Johnson said that he who controls the weather controls the world. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Colonel.
Boy, Mary, you think we weren't scared enough just talking about the threats that we know we have that we're trying to secure in our AI to prevent that. But, you know, it sounds a little out there, but it is something to think about. And the problem is, you know, some of the problems we're talking about is because politics gets in the way of things, left and right, and it keeps us from doing the right thing. And then at some point, then it's like, oh, man, what have we done? Mm-hmm. Because we let politics drive things, and that's happening a lot in the current administration. But when you talk about the politics of global warming, mm-hmm. and, oh, we've got to get out ahead of this, and with this, everything, that all our problems are man-made, and we've got the ability. We need to invest all our money and energy to do that and stuff like that. It is scary to me, but the thing that most frightens me is that we think that we are God and we know it all. And even the scientist that, in the Renaissance era was smart enough to know that there was a God and we were about the business of discovering God's creation, not that we were God. I worry about the politics of things like global warming and all that making us do some disastrous, horrible things. And we worried about the potential nuclear disasters back in the 50s and the 60s and the things that could happen with an accident. I'm here to tell you, if we start messing around with the things from outer space and all that, to affect the weather on the on it, what we only believe to be true or we only know a little bit about, and we say, hey, it may be the point where we can say, oh, sorry, I guess we're wrong about that. Well, it's too damn late because you have led to catastrophic disaster. So I don't think Mary's too far out there. It is something to think about.
Well, we had a guy for years that used to talk about chemtrails. And the chemtrails were controlling whether it was going to rain, snow, sleet, whatever the deal was. And he really got out there with his stuff. But he had a little basis that would make you think that, well, hell, you know, look up there. Maybe there is something going on. Maybe it is going to rain here because of whatever. But there you go. And I do know from my days on the farm when we had droughts and whatnot, they used to seed the clouds, they call it. To get make the clouds think that it was it had enough moisture to rain, and they did do that. They did do that where I was at.
Yeah, this man is a different creature than all the other creatures on Earth, and we certainly have because of the power of our intellect, especially if our intellect gets divorced from our spirituality and our connection and our subservience to God, we are prone to making mistakes. From which we may not be able to recover. And to me, that's more frightening than anything. We can do the right thing. God gave us our intellect and gave us the gift of discovering science in Him for a reason. But we've got to make choices, and we've got to make smart choices, not ignorant, politically driven ones.
Boy, isn't that the truth. You know, the Taliban, okay, the honorable, respectful Taliban or whatever the hell Biden called them, he's got to be out of his mind, okay, because we've watched over the past few weeks, and well, you're going to hang on, Colonel, so I'll get to that when we come back. So we'll take the break. We'll come back. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, is going to be sticking with us. We're going to do one more segment here, and when I come back, we are going to talk about Afghanistan. We're going to talk about the Middle East, a little bit about Israel, some things that went on there, because the Colonel's experience in Israel is very extensive, too. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration will open up land borders to non-essential travel starting in November, but only grant permission to those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Tuesday, the Alyssal Fire in Central California had burned 4,000 acres. Wednesday, the fire near the Alyssal Reservoir had grown to over 13,400 acres with 5% containment. Nearly 800 firefighters are now battling the wind-driven blaze that caused thousands of people to evacuate. Over the weekend, Iran announced it had crossed the threshold in its enrichment of uranium, which is something that should concern everyone that worries about a nuclear-armed Iran. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, the imprisoned soldier because he shamed military leaders when demanding accountability for their Afghan withdrawal, on Tuesday, via his attorneys, says he will demonstrate to senior leadership how to accept accountability for his own actions and plead guilty to the charge. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will, in this portion of the program, brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. I talked to them 2 days ago, and talking to them about the people I keep running into. And yesterday, I ran into somebody else who came up to me and said, hey, I've been trying the Relief Factor, and it's been working for me for about 2 weeks now. It took a couple of weeks for it to kick in, but everything's going fine, and it's working for me and taking care of my rheumatoid arthritis, which, again, I've told you about that. You people that have that, this will definitely work and help. Now, if you are suffering from inflammation or pain, regardless of where it's coming from, this can help you. Now, it's not going to help you if you have really serious major pain, but it's going to help you if you've got something that's a pulled muscle or arthritis or rheumatism, or maybe you got a sprain or a strain or something like that. This will definitely help you, plus it'll keep the inflammation down too. It's working for me right now on my left leg and ankle. Now, 100% drug-free, love it. The ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, love that too. It's got 100% botanical and fish oil product, which, by the way, is actually good for you, that you need to have anyway. Your body likes that stuff. So guess what? For $19.95, you get started with a 3-week quick start, $19.95. That's all it takes to get it going. And go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Or you can find the link to Relief Factor on the homepage of my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, back to U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel. Thanks for sticking around.
All right, my pleasure, Captain.
Now, the Taliban have come out and said they want the billions of dollars of money in the U.S. that we were holding back and the European banks have. We've got about $8 billion stuck here for them, and there's about $2 billion over in the European banks. I don't think we should give them a freaking dime.
No. But we got to find ways to get stuff out of them.
That's right. Them like our equipment.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's probably a day late and a dollar short to recover much of that.
But, right.
As some thoughts, that she can keep us from doing the right thing. And, of course, during the break, I said that in my usual sarcasm, I said, well, we can play another card and we can just convert all that cash we're holding and turn it into gold and send it on C-5 aircraft and deliver that to the Taliban and say, here, please be nice and don't use this for evil things.
Yeah. And anybody that thinks that we're going to give them, if we do what we did with Iran, and we know what Iran did with it, they used it to export terror and buy weapons and this and the other, you know, I mean, come on, give me a break here.
I'm afraid the likes of you and me aren't going to get many breaks, not for a few years anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, so what do we do about the Taliban now? We've got to develop a policy, and the military's got to be involved, and we still have people there, sir. We've got boots on the ground that are there trying to get our people out that are still there, and it's just been one person getting yanked here, one person getting yanked there. I think the other day they said they got 10, had them on a plane or something like that.
Yeah, it is amazing, and of course we're past the point now where we complain, and I don't have any confidence in any further investigation, although there should be an independent investigation, and that'll be continue to be called for, but it's probably not going to go anywhere for the debauchery of our extraction from Afghanistan. But, yeah, beyond that, we need to look at what you're suggesting right now and say, what the heck is our strategy, and how does that tie in with our overall strategy globally? Because, honestly, for decades, we really have not had a coherent national strategy. The global war on terror and the business about, hey, we got to fight them whether or not, that was a nice bumper sticker, but it is not the means of driving our armed forces to do what they need to do. We don't have one. We don't have a national security strategy. Mm-hmm. And the same things that we said over the last two decades still hold true. We're not there, and I don't see any appetite by the current administration to do anything with that. We spend too much energy on, oh, good Lord. It's just stuff that appears so politically correct and reforming and making right our wrong-headed conservative thinking amongst our lower serving officers in the military.
All right, well, we're going to point the telephone line north up towards Saratoga Springs, New York, and we've got Mel on the line. Okay, Mel, what's your question for the colonel?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Colonel. My question is concerning Crystal Creek Krebs, who had said that the last election, general election, was a free and fair election. I mean, the people like that, they don't have any responsibility, they don't have any consequences for their actions. How is it that we can expect the next election and President Trump to return to the Oval Office? If we got Dominion, we've got mailing ballots, and I mentioned the other day, I believe, where you can sit at home, you can print on your computer ballots and numbers unlimited, and then have them mailed in. So I mean, so without getting rid of all these avenues of corruption, mm-hmm. how is it that we can say that President Trump will be reelected?
Okay, thank you, Mel. All right, Colonel, I got an idea, but I'll see you first.
Well, I mean, he's right, but we are beyond the point of saying, hey, President Trump or somebody other than Kamala Harris or Joe Biden to be president before 2024. We need to forget that. That's wasted energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what is not wasted energy is never give up on the idea. We know it. We've known it for a long time. And slowly but surely, maybe we want enough folks to do that, that we need to do the audits. I mean, here in the state of Florida, you know, we've got Representative Anthony Sabatini, who's running for Congress.
Right.
It was a state representative who's insisting that even here in Florida, where we thought things went pretty well, is they're doing an audit because we have problems. There's problems in every state of the union. So that is what we need to get on. And if we don't address those and fix that, there's no guarantee that we won't have a repeat and continuation, whether it's to reelect Trump or somebody else, God willing, other than Kamala Harris or some like-minded person. to be elected in 2024. But hey, we got some before that. We got a year out. We got to fix things in 2022. If we don't do the right thing in 2022, you can forget about 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the short range target and pay attention to it.
Well, there has been some active investigations going on, and there have been some things done behind the scenes that the mainstream media has not been reporting to you about because they don't want you to know what's going on because it doesn't fare well for the Democrats. The Democrats in several states where we know that the election was stolen, California is over. We can't do anything about California yet.
That's right.
We can take little pieces of it here, there, and everywhere. But California, when you can print a ballot on your home printer and print as many as you want, and they can't challenge it, the name or wherever it came from, none of that stuff, and they have to accept the ballot, that's problem number one. California is the only state so far that allows you to do that. Are there other states that want you to do that? Yes. But thank God the legislation hasn't been put through yet, and these other states have noticed what's gone on in California, and they don't want any part of that nonsense.
Yeah. And of course, the audit, the quasi-audit that occurred in Arizona, it drew attention to the thing. It's not going to change. Nobody's going to change the election outcomes there, but the hope is that it will drive select officials and people running the elections in Arizona and send a signal to other states to say, hey, the junk that we permitted to occur in 2020, and we know for a fact that this stuff occurred before then. It just got attention in 2020.
Yep.
That maybe we can remedy that before the penalty that we're paying as a nation will be even greater than it already has been.
And the other thing is, folks, is you have to understand that there's got to be more of us voting, considerable amount more of us voting than them, to accommodate for the fraud that's in every election. You heard it mentioned the last time around. They figured the fraud was going to be around 3% here in Florida. So therefore, the person that won Florida had to win by about 5%. And that's about what the margin was down here at that time. So we were able to cover the margin, so to speak. But the fact of the matter is, they know where the machines are a problem. They are. And by the way, some of these Dominion machines have been retired already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, in our state of Florida, we don't have Dominion machines, but we can.
We do. We have them in.
Dominion is one of the companies that is authorized. So if any county decided to use Dominion systems in the state of Florida, they could.
Yeah.
So we're not invulnerable, and that's true everywhere.
No, it's a minority of the machines that are Dominion here in this state. It's in the blue counties.
Right.
All right, Colonel,
right.
I appreciate it. We've had another great segment. I look forward to talking to you again next week, and maybe I'll see you soon.
My pleasure. See you soon.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. We're coming right back with a consumer quarterback. Yep, the consumer quarterback, the guy that's got all that stuff to talk about to help you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Yeah, buddy, that's my good friend Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. You catch him Sunday nights on many of these same stations, armedamericanradio.org, the website. Go over there, check it out. And if you're not hearing it on the station that you're listening to right now, ask them to play it, and they just might do it. How's that? That's the way my show gets played on some of these stations. People call up, and they go, hey, we want to hear the captain, and next thing you know, I'm on their station. Now, this broadcast right now, this final segment, is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and a big old American flag, too. Now, don't forget, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas Steeler. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, something to big box stores will not do. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and don't forget you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, is on the air. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right. Before we start, I want to mention to everybody that you are going to be at the Largo Event Center, which is the old Minreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo, next Wednesday, October the 20th, from 6 to 8 p.m., with the Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair. You're going to have over 30 businesses there looking to hire as soon as possible. Now, I'm going to be there, but I'm just going to be there to shake hands and kiss babies.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be good to catch up with you. And it's on eventbrite.com. So if people are in the area listening and they're looking to get hired, or maybe they want to have a small business and they want to hire, go to eventbrite.com and just grab a ticket there and share that link. Please help us share the word. It's a kind of a public service announcement that we're doing here for the community.
Well, that's true. And again, people, there are companies that are hiring. They need help. There's people that we just saw last month that 4.3 million people quit their jobs.
Yeah, it's crazy what's going on with the economy right now. And people are, you know, it's a challenge in a lot of different places. You know, everything from the highest food prices in a decade. Real estate, very difficult, as we know, to find a place to either rent or buy. And a lot of people are reconsidering selling now because they can't find a place to buy, so they don't want to sell their current home. So there's a lot of challenges in the economy out there, and it's an interesting time right now.
But well, let me tell you what's going on in my neighborhood, and this scares me a little bit. I don't hang around the house a lot because I'm out and about doing things and all that stuff. But when I'm there over the weekend, somebody drove up to me and got out of the car and handed me a card, which I threw away because I think it's a bunch of crap. They said, "Hey, you interested in selling your home?" "No, I can get you big dollars. I can find you a buyer." I don't even know if it was a real estate agent, to be honest with you. It didn't look like it was a real estate agent. But are these flim-flammers showing up now trying to do this? Is that what this is?
Yeah, almost everybody's jumping in the real estate space in some capacity or another. They're going to be a wholesaler or an investor, or maybe, you know, just a realtor trying to get a listing. But yeah, you find that all the time. Then you got the big hedge funds and the big companies online talking about, "Oh, we'll buy your house cash." But what it is, it's really a gimmick. If you look at the they charge literally 5 to 14 points. Percentage points and fees, and that's their claim to fame is, "Oh, you don't have to list it, you don't have to get it cleaned up, and just let us buy it from you." But then they add all these junk fees on the HUD, so by the time you actually look at it in the HUD, I mean the closing statement, the settlement statement, so when you look at what your net number could have been, you should have listed it with a realtor and got a professional advice and had the property marketed professionally to the highest number of buyers. And that's going to help you maximize the profit on the sale of your real estate.
Okay, well, let me go to the phone line. We've got the mayor of Clearwater on the line here. I want to get to him right away. Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Brandon. You know, Brandon, we live in Florida, and there's a lot of elderly people. And I read an article that just absolutely terrified me. Apparently, an older lady, I guess she was in her 70s, 80s, whatever it was, got a call from someone who said, "Oh, it was her granddaughter, and she was overseas and in an accident."
Oh, jeez.
Well, the lady went to the bank. I won't mention the bank, but she started taking out large amounts of cash. And at one point, the bank was like, "You know, you're taking an awful lot of money out. Like, what's going on?" And she said, "Oh, well, you know," because the people on the phone told her, "If they ask you why you're taking the money out, just say, oh, I hired a contractor to do work on the house, and they insisted that we pay cash." Well,
yeah.
When it was all said and done, the lady lost $700,000.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, you know, Brandon, isn't the bank obligated to, like, if I'm the bank employee and I notice the elderly lady taking out large amounts of cash, you know, I'm going to tell her, "Well, you know, can you just sit tight for a while and, you know, we're having a problem with the computer," or what? I'd make something up to try to stall, and then maybe get the police on the phone and say, "You need to come, you know, check this
okay.
out, because this is not right." Are banks liable in cases like this? Because if they're not, it's
okay.
really sad. And people,
right.
I mean, it's scary, Brandon.
Yeah.
What do you think,
my
sir?
All right. Thank you, Mike. All right. First of all, Brandon, this is the oldest scam in the books.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's outside of my scope as far as the legality.
Yeah,
I think I agree with what he was saying. Let's slow it down. Let's get family involved, or maybe even the authorities to try to help the lady out, because that's such a bad situation.
Yeah, that's the oldest scam in the books. "Well, your wife, your husband, your son, whatever was hurt in a car wreck, and they need to have money." And I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've heard that over the years.
Yeah, exactly. Don't fall for it. And now you got different scams coming in with people. They'll try to get you to say yes. whenever they ask you, the opening question a lot of times is this so-and-so? They try to get you to say yes, and then they got a recorded voice of you saying yes, and then they use that in their scam now, too. So be careful what you say to record, like, those situations on phone.
Now, see, because you're the consumer quarterback and people listen to you around the country, however they're listening to you, you get a lot of calls as a result of that. Now, I've had people that have asked me questions in the past. They didn't do it this week, but sometimes I have questions for you from people that know you're going to be on, and they want the answer to a question or whether or not you'll take a call from somebody, say, in Houston, Texas, or in Longmont, Colorado, and I tell them you will.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to help in any way possible. We've got lots of attorneys and resources and financial advisors, all types of great partners on our show. That's what makes our show very unique. Different types of attorneys, different professions, all types of home services. So any of those questions, we welcome them on the quarterback show.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, so real quick, give us your phone number and your website real quick.
Yeah, reach out, 813-750-0550. You can call or text 813-750-0550. And consumerqb.com is our website.
And let's not forget, October the 20th, 6 to 8 p.m., the Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. And Brandon, I look forward to seeing you soon, but I'll definitely see you that night because I'll be sitting over there somewhere.
Yeah, handing out all the good radio station swag, right?
That stuff, yep. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. All right, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, thanks, Brad, and you take care. All right, and that's Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. ConsumerQB.com is his website, ConsumerQB.com. Very simple, very easy find him and get a hold of him. Now, let's not forget, on busy nights like this when we've had callers and we've had some really great guests. You know, when we have the Colonel on, it never ceases to amaze me how he just lights the telephone line up because he's so adept with the things that he knows and talks about, and I'm so lucky to have him as a contributor to the show. I've known Colonel Kevin for, I don't know, probably a good 4 or 5 years, and we've kind of chased each other around a little bit. But he's a great guy, and he'd give you the shirt off his back if that's what needed to be done. So keep in mind that he is the real deal, and you'll hear him every Wednesday here on the program. And every now and then, I bring him back for a little extra when the situation warrants it, and we can get him on and make everything work. But in the meantime, let's back up and say, I will see you tonight on the Radidio. Right now, I got a hot-bedded out of town here. We'll go back over the bridge, and it'll be breakfast time. I think I'm going to go have breakfast at my favorite watering hole, if you will. But in the meantime, it's all about America. We the people. We the people here on this program. We are the bosses. They work for us. Don't forget it. God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.